Good afternoon. I'm Jim Packard, sitting in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry's spending this week in Paris doing some work for UNESCO, and he's enjoying French cuisine. We're going to be talking about some classic Italian cuisine with James Fraioli, who is a professional writer, photographer, and filmmaker by trade. He has worked with many famous chefs, including Emeril Lagasse, Jacques Pepin, and Martin Yan. His books have been featured in the New York Times. He's appeared at the White House and on the Food Network's The Essence of Emeril. He's the co-author, along with Chef Leonardo Curti, of Trattoria Grappolo, Simple Recipes for a Traditional Italian Cuisine. It's published by Gibbs Smith Publisher. One of James' books that we've talked about before is Ocean Friendly Cuisine, Sustainable Seafood Recipes from the World's Finest Chefs. So it's good to have him with us today to talk about classic Italian cuisine. Hello, James.
Hello. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to talk with you about one of my favorite topics, which is Italian cuisine. But let's find out about Santa Ynez, California. It was the backdrop for a movie that many people will be familiar with.
Yeah, Santa Ynez, like you said, is the backdrop for the movie Sideways, about the wine industry, and that's what the Santa Ynez Valley here is very famous for. It's the central coast of California, and it's what Napa Valley, Sonoma County was 30 years ago, where you got a lot of boutique, dozens of boutique wineries, where visitors can meet with the wine, the winemakers themselves, sample out of the barrel, and a lot of those wineries were featured in the movie Sideways, yes.
And this restaurant, which was started 10 years ago by Leonardo Curti, who is an Italian?
Correct. He and his partner, Daniel Serra, who's also an Italian, came over from Italy and had some stints in Colorado and Los Angeles, opened a few restaurants, and then moved to the San Ynez Valley and launched Trattoria Grappolo, and Leonardo brought his younger brothers, Alfonso and Giorgio, from Italy, so it is a family affair, and direct recipes and chefs direct from Italy.
How did you happen to get hooked into putting this book together with Leonardo?
Well, I live here in San Ynez, and it's a very small town, so everyone knows everyone. There's probably three or four restaurants that everyone goes to, and I've been dining at that restaurant for a number of years. And being a writer and a freelance journalist, I had written several articles about the restaurant for various publications, and one day, Leonardo, they saw my book, which you mentioned on the air, Ocean Friendly Cuisine, mm-hmm. which got great exposure, and they asked me if I would be interested in talking to him about doing a cookbook, and they first wanted to self-publish, and I told them once they were telling me about the restaurant and who dines there and all these incredible recipes, I said, let's broaden the horizons. Italian food translates across America, and let's not keep it in the little town of San Ynez. So we took it from a self-publishing to working with my agent, doing a full-blown book proposal, and got Gibbs Smith, who jumped on board and made a spectacular book with some incredible photography.
And Gibbs Smith, Gibbs-Smith, or Gibbs-Smith.com, is that web address for them?
Correct.
And your web address is, I've been expecting to find some information there, but it's a website under construction.
We're just launching it today. I had had a website up for years under whiteshark.net, but I just been working with a designer, and actually 2 minutes before this call, I was on with Network Solutions getting everything changed over. But the new address is going to be jamesofraioli.com, and that will be up in a couple days, and it'll feature this Trattoria Garoppolo cookbook, along with Ocean Friendly Cuisine and all my other cookbooks and literary material, with, of course, links to Gibbs Smith Publishing and the other publishers that I've worked with for more information and how to purchase the books.
Great. Let's talk about Italian cuisine, and if people would like to ask a question, make a comment about their favorite dish or how to make something or the cookbook itself, then give us a call in Madison at 263-1890. Otherwise, toll free at 1-800-642-1234. Toll free call. Let me ask you, I was privileged to go on a trip to Italy in September, 10 days, my wife and two other couples. And the very last night that we spent in the country, we spent at Ostia Antica, which is on Rome's seacoast almost, just a few miles away from the main airport, the Fiumicino.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Ostia Antica?
I am not, but I'm sure Leonardo is.
It is a better Pompeii. In this trip, we were in southern Italy, went to, you know, had a tour of Pompeii, but there is a much larger and much more beautifully preserved ruins, which is 20 miles from Rome, in the meadows between the Tiber River and the Tyrrhenian Sea. It was founded in the 4th century BC, got to be about 100,000 people. The main street is about a mile long, and they've excavated, I'd say, about maybe half of it. And when I say excavate, the reason that it was lost in the first place is because of floods that changed the route of the Tiber. It was a sea, it was a port, so it's no longer a port, and covered in mud. And so as they've excavated the silt, there you can find, for instance, there's a bath that has a mosaic on the floor that measures 55 feet by 35 feet. It's of Neptune riding a chariot drawn by four horses. It's just amazing to see these things that were covered in silt for centuries and are finally being excavated. And on that property that is adjoining Ostia Antica is a place called the Rodrigo de Vivar Resorts and Country. And you stay in a country estate, which is furnished in an unmistakable style. This is a very wealthy family who did this. Was set up four suites with antique furniture, chandeliers, Murano, original Persian carpets. And there is a separate apartment with a kitchen where the woman who does the breakfast for the bed and breakfast in the morning serves lunch to the working hands on the property, and then at night will prepare a dinner for you if you're willing for 30 euros. Really, it's not very much. And you start off with a full plate of antipasti, not, you know, not a plate for six, but everybody gets a plate with about a dozen items on there. Of course, you don't know that you don't have to eat everything. Then you go to a plate of gnocchi, and then a plate of Italian spaghetti, the bolognese with meat sauce. Then you go to a plate of meats that she's been preparing on the wood stove. Then you have your fresh fruits and pastries, and then finally some limoncello to finish it off. It was a marvelous dinner. It was just simple, classic Italian cuisine, much like must be found there at the restaurant that you write about.
Definitely. All these recipes come directly from Italy, and what you just described is sounds absolutely wonderful. And not to jump ahead here, but we're doing a follow-up book that comes out next summer with recipes from Italy's best food festivals. And we were in Italy 2 months ago, scouring the entire region, visiting all these incredible food festivals, and we took the photographers along that shot the Garoppolo book, and that's going to be beautiful, and just more authentic recipes. And that's why this book is doing so phenomenally well. It sold out of its first printing. We're almost out of the second printing, and there's scheduled a third printing for first of the year. And everyone asks me, you know, why is this book so stands out among the hundreds and hundreds of other Italian cookbooks on the shelves? But just like you mentioned, Jim, we got chefs directly from Italy. All these recipes are authentic, traditional Italian recipes. They're not Americanized. Mm-hmm. None of the ingredients have been changed. And fortunately, you can find all these ingredients in your hometown. And of course, with the internet, you can get anything shipped directly to your front door. But everything is authentic. The recipes are phenomenal. And many may not know, and which we had not touched on, is tying in with the sideways in the San Ynez Valley. We pair more than 75 recipes with a wine.
I just took out a couple of them. You've got a grilled porterhouse with green peppercorn sauce paired with a Dornfelder wine, and apparently that's sort of unique to the area there because I've not heard of it here.
No, yeah, we don't... when I say we, I mean the San Ynez Valley. It's known for the Pinots, the Cabernets, the Merlots, but there are some small boutique wineries that like making those unique varietals.
Mm-hmm.
And the wines are spectacular, and that's why they're saying it's going to be where we are, the Central Coast, is going to be the next Napa, and it just works well with all these the pairings work phenomenally well with all these dishes.
Great. Well, let's take some calls. We've got a couple of lines open. If you have a question or a comment about classic Italian cuisine, the number in Madison, 263-1890. Otherwise, it's toll-free at 800-642-1234. James Fraioli, the professional writer, photographer, filmmaker, is our guest. We just talked with you a couple of months ago about your book, The Classic American Recipes from Food Festivals, which was also a success.
Yes, that was another one. Did that one for Penguin, and that was a lot smaller version than the Italian food festivals, like I just mentioned.
Yeah.
That one was a lot of on-the-phone research. I had visited a number of festivals, but unfortunately couldn't visit every food festival. But those recipes were gathered from award-winning participants, celebrity chefs, that prepare blue ribbon dishes at these various festivals, and this is a compilation of incredible food festivals from more than 100 food festivals across the country.
Chad in Sun Prairie is our first caller. Hi, Chad. What can we do for you?
Hi, guys. My favorite dish has always been like a chicken Alfredo, anything with Alfredo sauce, pretty much. I'm kind of an Italian food junkie. Anytime I hear of a new Italian restaurant, I always have to go to it, try their Alfredos, and see if it's up to my standard. And I'm wondering if you got any really good Alfredo sauce recipes. I really like the thick, creamier Alfredos, kind of a, you know, I'm not too big. When I'm having chicken Alfredo or anything with Alfredo, I don't really care about the health
right.
of the dish. And I really don't like thin sauces, so I'll take your answer out there.
Chad, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. The Alfredos, those are really Americanized to a degree. In this book, traditional Italian that is in this book are mainly tomato-based. Now, we have similar Alfredo. We don't call them Alfredo sauces, but there's a number of sauces with heavy cream, onions, cheese, a lot of cheeses, Parmesan cheese, and so you can get that Alfredo flavor and taste in these, but they're mainly very tomato-based sauces, and they're very simple. A lot of herbs, fresh ingredients, fresh vegetables, so there's a variety of sauces, but for the Alfredo lovers, you'll find the cream and cheese sauces that work well as in this book with a number of the pasta dishes.
Thanks very much, Chad. Let's go to Laverne next in Genesee Depot. Hi, Laverne.
Well, hi. I wonder if you can answer my prayers. I'm going to go all the way back to the late 20s when Bob Hope was in vaudeville at the Marshall Square Theater in Chicago. Whenever he went to dinner, he always went to Toscano's restaurant, which was on 24th and Oakley. and they had the best spaghetti I ever tasted in my life. And I have tried and tried different recipes. I've spoken to different Italian people. Nobody's got the magic sauce. There were no vegetables in it, and I don't know if it was a ground meat or just ground walnuts in globs, but there was no obvious sauce on the spaghetti, but there had to be because it was a kind of an orange color, not red like tomato would be. Have you ever heard of it? And does the name Toscano mean anything? Is it from a certain area in Italy or what?
Boy, you stumped me on that one. This is where we probably would want Chef Leonardo here, but there definitely was, you know, there must be some sauce. I know with Leonardo, when he cooks a lot at the restaurant, a lot is used, sort of the main staples are olive oil, fresh herbs, truffle oil, and so if it doesn't look like there's a particular tomato sauce on it, I'm sure it was tossed with something. Otherwise, it would be pretty pretty dry. But orange, you stumped me on the orange. Leonardo does make a pumpkin sauce, which is orange, and I don't know if that was a pumpkin sauce, but yeah, that's one where you'd have to talk to that particular chef and find out what his secret ingredients were.
That I've been to Toscano's, and they wouldn't part with the recipe.
Of course not. Of course
and
not.
And after we ate it for years and years, but we moved out of the area. And that was always an aim whenever I met anyone Italian. Could it possibly that they used ground walnuts, and the walnuts gave that spaghetti that color? It was not a real obvious sauce, like you could pour something.
Well, the walnuts aren't going to give you an orange color. That would be more of a brown, I think a brownish color. And they probably didn't use something like paprika or something that is orange in color. That's a dish that I would just have to see and analyze.
Maybe the tomatoes, you know, give it that kind of a color.
That's really unusual.
Yeah, or peppers. Yeah, I mean, there's different, you know, there's a variety of Italian peppers, you know, not bell peppers, but hot peppers and so forth, that are big in the Calabria area, and they all are multicolored, and you can get lots of orange peppers. I would have to see the dish and see what ingredients are in there.
So the next time you're on, maybe we'll ask the question again.
Yes.
All right. Laverne, thank you very much. And Liz from Chicago is next. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I was just wondering if you could maybe touch on some traditional risotto recipes. It's one of my favorite things to make, and I like to add some cream in there and change the wine, you know, red and white. So I was just wondering what the traditional ways to make that are and what you've seen. I'll take my answer off there.
All right, Liz. Thanks very much.
Well, we have a number of risotto recipes in the cookbook. We have a risotto with black squid ink for those who are ambitious enough to try it, and it's a very popular Italian dish.
You've got quite a story about how that made it onto the menu there as well.
Yeah, the gentleman from the Gerber Baby Food Corporation lives here in the Valley, and he was talking to Leonardo about a dish he had in Italy with black squid ink, and he thought it was absolutely incredible. And lo and behold, Leonardo made it for him, and that's quite popular. But for those who are a little less daring, we have a number of risotto dishes in the cookbook. We have one made with cream and scampi. We have a ragu. With, you know, a tomato-based ragu. We have one with lamb along with the ragu, a bell pepper sauce with another, and like I said, the fresh seafood, the scampi, the shrimp, those are fantastic. So there's a variety of risotto recipes you can try, from the tame, like the ragu. You can get a little bit more creative and add some lamb. You can go the seafood route. And if you're adventurous, go for the black squid ink risotto.
You know, most people are not going to have black squid ink in their pantry. So where do you acquire that kind of thing?
Well, like I said, I mean, with shipping today, you can get anything at your front doorstep. If you don't live in a city that has a specialty market or an Asian market, you know, that has a lot of those unique products, jump online, order.
We do have Asian markets, so maybe that would be the place to go.
Yeah, some Asian markets do carry black squid ink. Other ones, you know, just a gourmet specialty store, deli would may have it. An Italian store, if there's an Italian deli that carries various products, you know, imported directly from Italy, and or like I said, just, you know, when in doubt, just jump online and
it'll be there tomorrow. Yeah. James Fraioli is the co-author with Chef Leonardo Curti of Trattoria Grappolo, Simple Recipes for Traditional Italian Cuisine, published by Gibb Smith Publisher. And let's go to Mike next in Seneca. Mike, what can we do for you?
Yes, I traveled a number of countries in Europe years ago, and Italy was one, and I have a question on olives. It seems some of these recipes overlap just slightly, and the olives over there on the table olives are garnished. They prepare them with, they look like they're in an oil. There's herbs floating in it, and they're real thick, about like peach syrup in a can of peaches, you know, and I just wondered if you happen to know what that is, because I kind of experiment with this stuff and I'm trying to replicate it a little bit. And I had a jar here I bought at a...
Mike, I'm going to have to get the answer because we're running out of time. James, do you have any idea?
It probably is olive. I mean, that's what a lot of the Italian products are packed in, just because the olive oils are so incredible in Italy. And if it's with olives and it looks heavy syrupy, I'm sure that is not a brine, but an actual, I'm sure that's been packed with olive oil.
Again, James, thank you so much for being with us today. Your new website will be up in a couple of days. Give us the address again to look for.
The address is James O. Fraioli, and that is F as in Frank, R-A-I-O-L-I, jamesofraioli.com. Of course, you could also go to my previous White Shark, just like it sounds, .net, and I'll link you to the James O. Fraioli site, and there you can find all the cookbooks. But again, you could also go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find those books as well.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. And our thanks, of course, to Keisha Mabra for on-air phone production coming up tomorrow. Penelope Trunk blogs and writes in Madison's The Brazen Careerist, and then Professor Rachel Hertz of Rhode Island is the author of The Psychology of Smell. Thanks for listening.